The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. I'd love to hear your opinion of how Governor DeWine and Dr. Mary, or Amy, I don't know why I keep wanting to call her Mary, Dr. Amy Acton, are handling the COVID-19 crisis here in the state of Ohio. I want to say right from the very beginning, we are fortunate that we're not in Illinois, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Kansas, California, Arizona. We are very fortunate that we are not in any of those states because the measures taken are much, much, much more draconian and extreme than here in the state of Ohio. Let me also say, I believe Mike DeWine is a good man. I believe he's very sincere. He's a family man. I don't know him well. I've met him several times. I spent one-on-one time with him. I think I can judge a person's character fairly well. I think he's very sincere. And some of the people on the far right that he's a power drunk thug is ridiculous. I think he's doing what he thinks is best from the information that he is getting. Okay? I want to make that clear. Do I also think that he has relied far, 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 far too much on Dr. Amy Acton? Yes, 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 yes. I think he has relied far too much on one unelected person in the health department, appointed, not elected, who brings to the governor authorities and experts who agree with her. I think the governor has been fairly isolated from opposing views because of Dr. Acton. My regard for Dr. Acton is not real high, to be real honest. I am very concerned that the legislature here in the state of Ohio has just been ignored. That's wrong. And I believe it's unconstitutional. I have been assured from the offices of both the president of the Senate and the speaker of the House that I will get them for interviews sometime soon. I'm not sure when. They're very busy and they're under enormous pressure to do something about this. So I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? And by the way, my previous caller, CJ, if you're still listening, she said, people are upset saying today, it's not the press conference today that people are upset about. It's what happened last night. Yesterday, Governor DeWine was asked repeatedly, all right, the stay-at-home order is expiring. Are you going to extend it? What are you going to do? And he avoided the question, although I'm positive he knew the answer. Last night, during the night of all things, Dr. Acton signed an extension, and the governor and Lieutenant Governor Houston made it very clear, this is not a stay-at-home order. It is a stay-safe Ohio order. Well, from all practical purposes, it's the same thing with just with a different name, a less offensive name, which I have a problem with. But anyway, I'd love to hear from you, 877-BOB-LIVE. Now, let me just make one more comment about this mask thing, okay? People will be wearing a mask in public for one of three reasons. Maybe there's others, but I can't think of either, any. Number one, they will wear a mask in public because of facts that that mask will genuinely protect them and others from either spreading the virus or receiving the virus. Fact. Or they will wear a mask because of force. They will be forced to, because it's mandated, either to as an employee or as a customer. Okay? Or the third reason, they will wear a mask purely out of fear. Now, let me deal with these. Fact, I have no problem. If there is real evidence that wearing a bandana, a t-shirt, and we've been told by the governor and Dr. Acton, if you don't have a medical mask, you know, cut up a t-shirt, a handkerchief, a scarf, you know, anything, put anything over your mouth. If there are facts to justify that and you want to wear a mask, absolutely. You may be shocked by this. I'm okay with force. If I am forced to wear a mask, which is the situation with my employer, I am being told everyone in the office here must wear a mask. I'm okay with that. It doesn't violate any constitutional right. It doesn't violate any biblical principle. I don't like it, but I'm okay with force. I am. What I do have a problem with is fear. Wearing a mask purely out of fear. And here is my opinion on this, and I want to make it clear. My opinion only for whatever it's worth. I think that the overwhelming majority of people out and about are wearing masks not because of fact, not because of force, because we're not being forced to wear masks. It's suggested, but we're not being forced, but purely out of fear. And I think that's just sad. Now, why do I say that? Here is the latest recommendation from the World Health Organization. Let me read what they hear. I'm holding the bulletin in my hand. Advice on the use of masks in the context of COVID-19. That is the headline. Community settings is the paragraph. And just so I don't take it out of context, I'm going to read the entire paragraph to you about masks. Here it is, and I quote, "Studies of influenza, influenza-like illness, and human coronavirus provides evidence that the use of a medical mask," now you need to understand the vast difference between a certified medical mask and a t-shirt, a bandana, a scarf, world of difference. Okay. "Provide evidence that the use of a medical mask can prevent the spread of infectious droplets from an infected person to someone else and potential contamination of the environment by these droplets. There is limited evidence that wearing a medical mask by healthy individuals in the households or among contacts of a sick patient or among attendees of mass gatherings may be beneficial as a preventive measure." Limited evidence. Then it goes on. "However, there is currently no evidence that wearing a mask, whether medical or other types, by healthy persons in the wider community setting, including universal community masking, can prevent them from infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. That is from the World Health Organization. There is no evidence that wearing a mask, medical or other types, by healthy persons in the wider community setting, including universal community masking, which is what is being encouraged here in the state of Ohio. Universal community masking. There is no evidence that this can prevent them from infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. So, fact does not substantiate everybody wearing masks. Fact does not substantiate it. Force may. And like I said, I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem is people doing something very uncomfortable purely out of fear. That I have a problem with, and I have a problem with the people promoting the fear. That I have a problem with. And I hope that makes sense. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it's not surprising that we enter this segment with jammed phone lines. I think most people have an opinion one way or the other of what's going on here in Ohio and around the country. I am trying desperately to maintain a sense of balance and objectivity. And I'm trying to be a source of reason, to try to talk people off the edge with the hysteria and the fear that so many people are feeling about this COVID-19 thing. Fear is not warranted, folks. Respect, yeah. Is this a serious virus? Yes, it is. Is it some kind of grand hoax? No, it is not. Are people actually dying? Yes, they are. But fear is not warranted. And folks, listen to me. Listen to me, please. You cannot go through your life motivated by fear. You can't. Look for the facts. Make wise decisions, and then trust God. You know? Just trust God. All right, I got full phone lines. First, we're going to head to Mount Vernon, and Luann is on the line. Hi, Luann. You're on Bobberty Live. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. It's really good to talk to you again. I haven't seen you for a while. I'm just going to try and make this as quick as I can. I've been a nurse 36 years. All I've ever worked in is critical care. I've seen the sickest of the sick, and I am here to tell you, this is messed up. My husband is working in the hospital now, and I will tell you something, Bob. The thing people need to fear, and as Christians, we should not be overreacting this way. It's appointed once to man to die in the judgment. We're all going to die of something. But yeah. I tell you something. Our small hospitals are not going to survive what Governor DeWine and Amy Acton are doing here. And in case you think I'm against DeWine, I worked on his 2006 Senate campaign. I have always voted for him and have been a very strong supporter of him until now. We do not understand how he could have put Amy Acton over this type of decision. But let me just say this. Our small hospitals are not going to survive this for much longer. Employees are being laid off. They have lost jobs. They have cut their hours. My husband's hours have been cut. We are struggling, and not because of this COVID-19. There is no surge. People need to relax a whole lot more. We're going to get through this. It is another one of the many things man has to face in our frail bodies. But I will tell you, the biggest threat to Ohio right now is joblessness and the coming depression. Our small hospitals, I will repeat this for people in small towns who depend on their local health care, they are not going to survive this much longer.
Luann?
We have units shut down. We have doctors and nurses unemployed. And this is breathtaking mismanagement. The governor needs to admit there was a big mistake with the models because now they are building a disease to suit Acton's failed models. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing this. And our little hospitals, folks, are not going to survive.
Luann, let me ask you, your hospital, I don't even need to know which one. Mm-hmm. How close are you right now today to being at capacity bed-wise?
None. We don't have, I will tell you, I cannot violate HIPAA laws and give you any kind of information.
Right.
Although I will tell you this right now, what they are doing in keeping families out of hospitals is a big, big problem. And there's a lot of things that are going on now that have set us back, I believe, 50 years in medicine, along with patients' rights. They have the right to be represented and have an advocate with them, which is being violated right now. Our hospital here in town is sitting desperately empty.
Luann, I'm hearing this from all over the state. That our hospitals, we were told there was going to be a surge, and one of the things we had to prepare for was this surge, and there weren't going to be enough beds. I am hearing all over the state that hospitals are empty.
They are empty, and the thing is with our small hospitals, people in the small communities rely, especially the elderly, rely on their small hospitals. They are not going to travel to Cleveland to work with us. And now we are in a desperate situation with people like Amy Acton, who should not be making these decisions. And I pray that Speaker Householder gets this under control Monday when they meet. But I got to tell you, we are hurting. My husband's hours have been cut. We are not afraid of this disease. This is not what the problem is. It's people who aren't getting their cardiac caps, people who are not getting their cancer care. It's my little grandson who couldn't get his surgery. I mean, this is a big mess right now, and we need to do something. The governor defends Amy Acton vehemently to the point of instability, and I don't know what it's going to take for him to open his eyes and see the desperate situation.
Luann, I'm the computer's going to cut me off. Number one, I appreciate your passion. And thank you for bringing your perspective that I could never bring to the program. Thank you for what you are doing on the front lines. God bless you. Thank you. Wow. All right, quick break, and then we'll be back.